Reno, Nevada, and other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for 2 more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was...
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up.
A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School.
Once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
Freight cars and tons of lumber hurtling through the air and into homes. That was the scene in the Los Angeles suburb of Commerce when runaway freight cars were derailed after rolling for 30 minutes.
Resident Tony Rojo says he watched the cars and cargo slam into his home.
Those that were inside the train fell up inside my house.
He says he ran.
It was crazy.
Luis Vasquez says he was raking leaves as the cars jumped the tracks behind his home.
A pair of wheels from the train with axle and all landed right in front of me. I mean, just from the air, landed straight in front of me. I don't know how they didn't hit me.
L.A. County Fire Department Chief P. Michael Freeman.
The houses are moderately damaged, and two of them basically are destroyed.
But he says no one was seriously hurt. Eric Leonard, Commerce, California.
In the Middle East today, reminders of the obstacles to peace. Israel's foreign minister says a peace plan won't work unless Palestinians dismantle the militant Hamas group. But the Palestinian prime minister says he doesn't have enough manpower, and the attempt would mean civil war. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
You spend up to one-third of your life in bed, so make it as comfortable as possible. Spend less time tossing and turning and more time sleeping. Guarantee with the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. Get a free sample of the Tempur material by calling 1-800-522-5559 and start getting the best rest you can. Call now, 1-800-522-5559.
Chinese thugs assault some of their citizens simply because they are Christians. Here's IRN's John Russell.
Still terrified of the spread of the Christian message, strong-armed men of the Chinese Communist regime seized 8 Christians from Yunnan province who are not part of the party-approved church. Their alleged crime was, according to the party spokesman, that they spread superstitious words to villagers twice a week and asked poor people to donate. The secret police have been carrying out raids in the backwater region near Vietnam, rounding up unregistered church members over the last year. The 8 probably face a lengthy sentence in the Logai or slave labor camps. John Russell, IRN News.
Indonesian police say they've taken 10 more suspected terrorists off the street. The men are suspected in a series of Christmas Eve church bombings 3 years ago, and their group has been linked to Al-Qaeda. There's some good news for some asthma sufferers. Reporting from Washington, correspondent Judy Boysha.
The Food and Drug Administration has given a green light to a drug called Xolair. The new medicine promises to short-circuit some attacks. It's made for patients whose breathing problems are triggered by allergies. Doctors say Xolair works differently than other asthma medicines, blocking the allergic reaction before it causes the patient to gasp for air. But Xolair is expensive. Depending on the dose, it'll run asthma sufferers between $5,000 and $10,000 a year. Judy Boysha, Washington.
More news coming up at the bottom of the hour, along with an IRN business news update. I'm Richard Stewart, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show.
It's the ultimate in one-step washing and waxing for whatever you drive.
This is a revolutionary new product featuring a high-tech radio.
Remember, you have reached 911 has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
What are they running at their end right now?
Let's do it.
Yes, the Crazy Boys are back. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, and special guest in the studio, Ella Sobel, fresh back and breathing heavy into the mic.
Oh, yes, we had, after what happened last night, oh boy.
Don't look at me like that when you say
no,
that.
No. It's the excitement at the Lodge and Riverside Banquets at Catskill Corners.
So tell me about that.
Mount Tremper, New York. And oh boy, we know we've talked about on the show about the ghost of Trooper Hardwick and how he died in the Whippoorwill Cabins around 40 years ago in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Well, of course, his boyhood home was in the Catskill Mountains. He lived there for around 3 years, just after the First World War, and there have been reported sightings of Trooper Hardwick returning to his boyhood home. The home itself is no longer on the site. It was in the little town of Mount Pleasant, New York, now part of the municipality of Mount Tremper. And you could still see where the railroad tracks went through the town, where the railroad station was by the Emerson Inn, and some of those buildings that were there in 1919, 1920, 1921, are still on site.
Not too far from the town of Holton near Sherbrooke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many towns that you can pass through during the Catskill Mountains adventure. But no, we could see actually last night there were, we looked out the window and we saw lights where the old highway used to be before they moved the 28. 28 used to be a little closer to the riverbank, but of course during flash flood season it would be washed out, so they moved the highway a little further south. And you could see lights where that road used to be. We could see lights going along where the old track bed was. It was like stepping back in time into 1919-1920. It was a very eerie experience, not E-R-I-E. We're even going to Erie, Pennsylvania. That's an eerie experience all of its own.
That would be Steve Carlock had an eerie experience.
Yes.
Having his car repaired in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Walking around downtown Erie is an eerie experience. kind of like the Detroit of Pennsylvania.
Just even walking down near the tracks, I mean, you sort of feel yourself being pulled back to years gone by.
Oh. Or was that the chains?
Well, the chains. To really get the experience,
we haven't gotten
people,
there yet.
The familydefense.com, they provided some of the necessary equipment, because we were talking to Christine Grantham, who's the executive director of the International Society of Spirituality Research, and she's a regular guest on many talk shows that deal with the paranormal, the X-Zone.
That was the lady that I saw sitting across from you over at the Friendly's for breakfast one day, right?
Yes, well, we've talked to her. We've talked to Christine many times, both on the phone and in person, to get the idea what we should be doing to actually see or feel the presence of the spirits. And, of course, we've done that in Bellows Falls, and we're going back again in August, and that'll be a full report. We'll talk to
I felt the presence of the spirits very strongly last Thursday at Eastside Mario's.
Oh, the spirits always bound you, and you're a good man to have on the trip, because the spirits are just naturally attracted. I guess it's something about going back to Bacchus and the wood nymphs and the whole experience, and because you can actually put yourself into a trance, and Willem is very good at this. He puts himself into a trance, and he can channel the spirits through him.
And the Diet Pepsi.
And he seems to be better at doing that when he's submerged in water.
Oh,
yeah. Just channels better for some reason.
Yeah, well, that's channel surfing.
That would be Ella trying to keep me submerged underwater. Yeah.
But of course, so that you're not carried away by the ghosts, of course, it is always preferable to be handcuffed and attached with leg irons to the person that you are with, ideally in a male-female coupling, because that recreates the experience of Trooper Hardwick escorting his prisoner back from Richmond, Virginia to Lindenville, Vermont, when he died of a massive coronary in the Whippoorwill Cabins in the early 60s. So when he comes back, he is looking for the prisoner that he is supposed to be transporting. And even when he goes back to his boyhood home, sometimes during the summer months, and goes through the lodge at Catskill Corners, where it was built on the site of his home. I mean, he's a spirit. He doesn't know that his house was torn down. He's going back to that actual site. So he cannot actually call the 800 number, 1-877-688-2828, to find out about the rooms. He just comes and walks in.
What was that number again?
1-877-688-2828, www.thelodgeusa.com. I mean, the spirits will drop into those beautiful junior suites, the split-level suites, and hear the rushing book behind, and beautiful setting. It's like a touch of luxury, but it's secluded and quiet.
It's certainly a great sound to hear right after having a few tall glasses of Diet Coca-Cola, and you walk into the room, and of course that sound of that rushing brook gives you a few ideas, which is why it's a...
it makes you rush elsewhere.
They have the in-room whirlpool tub and the standalone shower so that you don't have to slip and slide and fall with the curtain always banging around you. And, oh, yeah, it's a fun...
Sticking to you while you're trying to take a shower. Yeah, I've been places.
Oh, yes, we'd be there too. But, we're looking forward to going to Bellows Falls in 2 months. I wonder, for the real devotees of the paranormal, this is something for them to experience. And, of course...
it is a unique experience. It's not something that you'll really find everywhere. And having this... It gives you great opportunity to experience this and hopefully sight the ghost and
feel his presence in the room. I mean, I know for a fact from reading from some of the reports that Christine has given me, particularly the ladies in the audience will really be screaming. They will really feel the presence of the spirit, because women actually feel it more than men. And a lot of men will go and say that they'll just poo-poo it and think it's aha, you know, funny joke, you know. I mean, lots of things can just pass their fancy, but no, it's actually the women who really get into it and actually feel the presence of the spirit.
That's also because the woman's psyche seems to be more open to this than with men.
Oh yes, I'm sure of it. And of course, you have to get through the evening that you don't go with somebody that likes to move around a lot and drags you, makes you fall out of the bed because you are handcuffed and you are attached with leg irons. So just like a real prisoner.
That would be you.
Yeah. Well, I just don't want to be in the same... Yeah, I don't want to be in the same room. Remember, it's supposed to be a man and a woman. It's not supposed to be man with Bacchus and the wood nymphs. Bacchus is supposed to be with the wood nymphs and not with...
Well, I was busy with the wood nymphs, and I don't know what you were doing, but...
Well, the wood nymphs are actually part of mythology, and
that's exactly who I was with, mythological people.
Your best friends. Your
Is
best
that your
friends.
Invisible friend, Willem?
He was talking to all these people. He said, so don't see my friend number one, friend number two. We went into the friendly ice cream, and you know, they have these tiny little booths because I think friendly ice cream was founded by a midget. And you go in there, and the booths have like 3 inches of leg room.
I think it was designed for a first grade class. You get in these booths, and you're sitting there, and if you get like an arm between the seat and the table, you're lucky.
Boy, the average turboprop aircraft has a lot more leg room
in the bathroom.
Yes, the Canadair Regional Jet seems spacious after sitting in a booth.
This is after the remodeling.
Oh, the remodeling to serve you better. Has anybody ever put up a sign in a restaurant saying remodeling to make you more uncomfortable or remodeling to boost our bottom line?
Yes, it'd be more truthful.
Well, it actually would try and boost your own bottom line, right?
Now that's you trying to boost my bottom.
I'm not
trying to boost your bottom
with your shoes.
Next time that we go to any restaurant, I think we should all sit on one side of the booth, three or four of us squeeze in, and when the host or maitre d' says, oh, you know, why are you sitting on the rest of the table? Oh, I can't get my other friends out there. Where are my other friends going to sit? Jimmy and Spiro and Nick, and where are they going to go?
Well, they own the restaurant.
Yes. St. Nicholas, the patron saint of souvlaki.
St. Nicholas, yes, souvlaki and pita.
Oh, no, that's a Chinese restaurant.
Yes, the cat.
We were eating last week at Baton Rouge. Happy birthday, belated happy birthday to Willem Bacchus, king of the wood nymphs.
Yes, that's me.
And we're eating at the Baton Rouge
restaurant.
And
master of the... Yes.
Yes, I won't go there. Talking about fishing. Martin Lucas will be on the show in the coming weeks talking about his weekend fishing getaway in northern Maine.
He actually went somewhere outside of Quebec taking pictures.
I guess the
fish
outwore is welcome at Anticosti Island, or else it's in a no fishing zone. He outfished the fish.
It's a fish story.
A big fish story.
A big, 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 big.
Landing the... Well, I don't think anyone... He hasn't caught a sperm whale yet.
You don't know that.
No.
No. But you don't know that.
I don't know what he's caught.
Well,
a cold. I think that's what he catches every year. He catches a big cold.
Yeah. Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite right here on the Cab Radio Network.
across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show. Across America via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic...
...to Barclay Financial. That spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency... Call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Come on, rock, rock, let's rock this house tonight.
Get ready to lead off your All-Star Week experience with a home run. Head on down to New Britain Stadium to take part in the most fan-friendly baseball spectacle ever. It all starts Tuesday, July 15th at New Britain Stadium with the largest fan fest in league history. Lace up your sneakers and get ready to experience Guida's Milk and Ice Cream Fan Zone with interactive games. You can learn baseball fundamentals from pros and test your skills at the Guida's Fan Skill Challenge. Keep your eyes open and your glove up because it's going to be raining baseballs in New Britain during Pizza Hut's 2003 Eastern League All-Star Home Run Derby. Don't pass up this opportunity to get autographs from Major League Baseball's future stars on July 15th at New Britain Stadium. For more information, call 224-8383 or go to www.rockcats.com/all-star.
Rockcats Baseball rocks! These cats rock!
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5199. 800-814-5199. 800-814-5199.
Now here's a look at what's happening. Starting June 23rd, TNT Fireworks will have all the fireworks you need to display your patriotism on July 4th. All proceeds go to benefit the HOPE program in Southington. TNT Fireworks will be located in the old Hostess building on Queen Street in Southington. Call 582-1063 for information. The Southington Historical Society will host the Magical History Tour, a guided tour of selected historical sites throughout town on Sunday, June 22nd. There will be two similar tours departing at 1 and 3 from the Historical Society building at 239 Main Street in Southington. For reservations, please call the Southington Historical Society at 860-621-4811. And beginning June 28th, the Southington Library and Museum will be closed Saturdays throughout the summer. Summer hours for the library are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is the community calendar update brought to you by 990DX. To get your event listed, contact us at the station at 860-621-1754.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990DX.
All Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford. Well, we're back. Steve from the Catskill Mountains, and we had ourselves a fantastic time while out there. I got myself a terrific gift from the public relations lady, Eileen, who gave me a Mexican flute, because we're right near Woodstock when we're there, and it is that Woodstock. And what was interesting, she also told us, is that the Woodstock Music Festival was never actually held there. It was actually in Sullivan County, which is a further
I think it was about 25
southwest.
Miles away.
Yep. Yeah, so that'd be interesting to see that site at one point, probably just big fields and mud everywhere. But it's done, and that's worthwhile seeing. I was surprised there weren't more music stores when we went there, and actually I go actively searching for that kind of thing. They had all kinds of percussion instruments, wind chimes, really cool wind chimes that hold the tune so nicely. So,
and quite reasonably priced. Mm-hmm. When we were looking at the shops, they're $20, $30. You can have a real souvenir, memories that every moment that you hear them will remind you of your trip to the Catskill Mountains.
And the world's biggest kaleidoscope there, too. We had a good experience there.
Of course, you have to remember when you lie down and look up to follow their directions and move your head side to side so that you don't feel like losing your lunch. Right, Ella?
That's right, Stephen.
Yeah. This time it wasn't Stephen who got sick, but of course that's usually through dragged out meals.
I wasn't quite sure. I got up and went, ooh.
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 Thinking of the spirits, yeah. Yes.
Too much spirits for you guys.
Maybe we didn't have enough. Actually, I liked the gift that I was given, which is a stuffed cat, and it's called a Cranky Pet.
Otherwise, and his name used to be Max? And you weren't upset?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Ella has two cats, Max and Hope. And, of course, that's one of the things we actually had on the air last week was one of their stuffed cats. It wasn't a real cat, but it was one of these toy cats that, you know, starts purring and meowing at you and then starts hissing.
And it vibrates when it starts hissing, and most people's
reaction
is...
Well, that's why she likes it.
Otherwise known as multitasking, yes.
Yeah, the battery's still working, guys.
Long-lasting.
How many batteries, though?
It's ever ready.
Ever ready?
I don't know.
Or you plug it in? No, okay, let's move on to the next topic. VIA Rail Canada this year, this summer, is now presenting its new Renaissance equipment on their Ocean, which is the eastbound version. Well, the Canadian, which leaves Toronto for Vancouver, we were on and we broadcast live last November. This summer, they're taking the Ocean, which is going from Montreal to Halifax, and they're going to be running their new Renaissance-based equipment. That's what they're currently we're just using on the Montreal-Toronto overnight run, a train they called the Enterprise, which, of course, we've run commercials for it on Travel World. It's like your own hotel on rails, private bedrooms, and really terrific equipment. Although, I must say, and I'm sorry, Malcolm, but I really will miss the dome car. Unless they find some way of putting one of those, you know, 360-degree visibility domes on there. Because while they're still on the Canadian, the transcontinental train in Canada, please do yourself a favor, especially this is the right time of year to do it, book yourself a trip on the transcontinental train and have a look around, because that dome is not going to be there for much longer. And regardless of whether it's late at night, right now there's enough daylight, of course, today being the longest day of the year, and that's not necessarily the day I got married. yeah. or the anniversary.
But, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, the thing is, you'll still be able to see the mountains in British Columbia, which is well worth doing. And everybody knows what a great big tree hugger I am. You know, I'm not exactly Mr. Granola and Birkenstocks, but I do actually take quite a fancy to tree getting there, yeah. Back in the Catskills, also, I had a great experience with the mountains and the trees while we were there, because I like that they had a lot of tall white pines, the long needles with the red needles as they hit the ground. I particularly enjoy that. The other thing that I enjoyed while I was out there was they had a whole bunch of different kinds. They had the Lombardy poplars, they had the sugar maple, as well as the Norwegian maples, and they're all lining that riverbank, the Esopus River. It's not much of a river, it's like a little stream, if you will.
At most, maybe 2 feet deep, where it is by the hotel. We saw a fisherman, because it's a renowned trout stream, and of course, this fisherman out there, knee high, wearing these rubber boots. And
he wasn't actually wearing knee highs, he was knee deep in water.
And he was actually smoking was most of
yeah, yeah. A little puff of smoke comes out of the fisherman, polluting his own cubic foot of this air, which, of course, is sweet, oxygen-rich country air. I do not have any idea why somebody would possibly want to smoke.
Chain smoking while fishing. This is a
Welcome
contrast.
To Quebec. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, chain smoking. Let me see. He don't know if he had any tattoos and piercings either. So anyway,
we did pass actually a tattoo shop on the way up there. So I guess they are actively courting the Quebec market.
I wonder if he liked football.
Yeah, no beer. No, this guy was actually doing something. He was active. It wasn't like the You're sloth.
Right. He wasn't watching the fishing show. That's
yeah. That's a whole other story.
Another thing I'd say about the new Via Trains is that in your own private room, you have a private bathroom complete with shower. It's nice. You don't have to go running down the hall for a shower. You can leave your room refreshed and then go have your breakfast.
Well, yeah, that's the way it used to work on the old equipment, the old butt equipment, is in your bedroom you'd have like a little sink where you could wash up. But down the hallway there was a shower. It was a shared shower. That you go in, and I was actually waiting for someone to share it with me, of course. high hopes, right? But then in the Renaissance equipment, you and also with Transcontinental going to Vancouver, you also have dining cars where you eat. When they were running that equipment between Montreal and Toronto, they actually had the dome car in the back, which was the park car, and they served breakfast to Continental like a little buffet style. In the new equipment in the Renaissance, they have what they call a service car, which is you can order meals, snacks, like a mini restaurant. Although the seats they chose in there were probably designed by the same people who designed the booth at Friendly's restaurant, because if you can squeeze your butt in that thing, well, then you must be like maybe 6 years old, because this is really not much to sit on. It's like sitting on the side of a stair that's been halfway cut off, so you gotta kind of crouch down while you're eating your breakfast. Just not very comfortable, but that's my opinion. Anyway. In the sleeping portion of the train, which there's now 10 berths per
and they're all private accommodations,
car.
No more open berths.
Right.
The open sections, which characterize transcontinental trains for the past 100 years, are now a thing of the past on the new Renaissance cars.
Which sometimes is a much better thing. But the thing is, you have your own private bathroom now. And in the deluxe double bedroom, it includes a shower, which is like a little watertight door. You go in there and you just splash yourself around. The actual shower head, it looks almost like the end of a hose, and it comes out almost like a toothbrush kind of spray. And it's not such a hard spray. It's enough that you can just get the water where you want to get it. It'll rinse the shampoo out of your hair or whatever you want to do. And then finally, you get dressed and all ready within your own room. Then you saunter out to the service car. They have at the end of the train where they have these little trays, you pull about the little plastic things where they have pre-prepared meals. Rather than just pick as you wish, they have this is yours, this is yours, this is yours. You pull it out, you sit at in the service tray, which there's a nice little standing area, which is kind of neat, sort of like a bar style. And then you have your breakfast, you read a paper of your choice. Coffee is all you can drink, which is good, always in the morning.
Absolutely.
And they serve a really good kind of coffee by second cup in Canada, which is actually quite good. So drink up all you want. They still sell snacks and other doodads behind the counter, even on the Montreal-Toronto run. Now, I'm wondering how much more deluxe it would be, actually, if they're doing a full transcontinental run. Because Montreal-Toronto, yeah, that's fine, because it's only breakfast that you're having. And it is a full breakfast. It's very much worth the trip, and I'm going to be taking that soon to visit my parents for their 50th wedding anniversary coming up. But on the Transcontinental, I wonder what it would be, because one of the things that made the Transcontinental trip so wonderful for us on the Bud cars was the fact that they had all these specialty cars. It wasn't just the dining car, it wasn't just the park car. You also had this thing called the Skyline, and then the dining car. I mean, a variety. It was like a little city on rails.
We also had a games room, too, which showed movies.
Well, that was a Skyline car where we had that, because you had in the front where a little lounging area, or you could sit up with the dome that was there. You go underneath, there's a little kitchen or a galley where you can order snacks if you want, and then there is that games room. They showed movies, you sit down, and we're going to be posting tons more pictures about that.
Well, we have a lot of pictures on our own website, and you can see pictures of each of the different type of equipment styles and the seating configurations, the layouts of the cars on Via Rail's website at www.viarail.ca, or give them a call at 1-888-VIA-RAIL.
That's definitely for sure. I'm going to be taking the overnight train, my own little favorite way to get to Hamilton. I'm visiting my folks.
And you're going to actually take the train? Not to take the overnight train? Or?
Yes.
Oh, the overnight train. So
always Montreal to Toronto. It's funny, because when I go Toronto to Montreal, even though the timing is exactly the same,
it seems longer.
It's you wake up and I feel a bit more refreshed when I'm going to Toronto than when I'm going to Montreal.
You're looking forward to the day. You're looking forward to something and coming back. Well, it's the end. It may work the opposite way for people from who are in Toronto coming to Montreal.
Possibly.
They're looking forward to their business or their touring or what have you.
Yeah, I guess when I get back to Montreal, if I ever take that overnight train, that's you know a question of you're looking forward to a vacation rather than having to go to work. Stay tuned. Following the break, this is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, right here on WXET The X. We got news at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Across America via satellite.
Tension is killing me.
Headache.
No, it's mine. No, it's mine.
Don't touch that.
Loss of concentration.
I just can't think.
Are you just barely making it through the day? What happened to that energetic, robust 20-something you used to be? Chances are it's a subluxation. It's your central nervous system with a communication breakdown. Get a free consultation at Dr. Judson's, Judson Family Chiropractic in Newington. 860-667-3636. Live with passion. Live clear.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Well, folks, it's time for the 99 Days of Summer on 990 DX. Exact Radio, WXCT AM 990 DX, is bringing you fun, sun, and prizes all day, every day, all summer long. Listen for details on the different prizes we will be giving away, like a Funtastic Family 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags New England, or a Funtastic Family 4-pack of tickets to a Rockettes baseball game. The prizes keep coming, and the fun won't stop during the 99 Days of Summer on 990 DX. Your next chance to win happens Monday morning.
How do I coach an athlete to swim like a fish?
How do I coach an athlete to run like the wind?
And how do I give that athlete an unbending will to succeed?
I do it with dedication.
And training.
And pride. Because our athletes are Special Olympics athletes. They are children and adults in your community who are eager for the chance to show the world what they can do. And with your help, their dreams can become reality. Be a Special Olympics coach. If you're at least 18 years of age and have a love for sports or have coached teams in the past, Special Olympics wants you to share your special skills with our athletes.
Please call to find out more about Special Olympics at 1-800-700-8585. That's 1-800-700-8585.
Be a coach. Inspire greatness.
Special Olympics. Thank you.
Miss Luffenkopf, why is there yellow police tape across Mr. O'Brien's door?
Well, you know how he's been trying to fill 7 job openings?
Right, by posting them on that monstrously big job site.
He's gotten thousands of resumes from all over the world, from Ubal Patau to Sri Lanka.
Would he hire someone from Sri Lanka for a local job?
No, that's why I told him about HartfordHelpWanted.com.
Right, the today way to hire an employee from right around here. He could peruse resumes right online.
But he didn't. Instead, he just stacked all those other resumes behind his desk till he could find time to sort through them.
I remember. They went all the way to the ceiling. So what happened?
They fell on him!
Oh, no, you mean they just...
Found him!
Oh, no.
Why didn't he use HartfordHelpWanted.com?
I don't know.
The worst part of it is they think the human resource director is under there with them.
Oh, for
little tufts of gray hair. And
HartfordHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. With the tunes of This Is True playing a Blue Rodeo hit called Hasn't Hit Me Yet. And, of course, that is because tonight we are going to see Blue Rodeo starting off their Montreal, well, in Montreal, Bourbon Street North, which is, what is the Catskills to New York, the Laurentians are to Montreal. They're going up in, what is it, St.
Sylvain? Small Roland, exit 62 off Highway 15.
What?
Wow, who, what, where,
say
where?
That again.
Mont Roland. Mount Roland.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, exit 62 off,
Of Highway 15.
Yes.
Which goes north of Montreal.
I see. All right, so we're going to go there to a place called Bourbon Street North, and we're going to be seeing this, not This Is True, but Blue Rodeo. This Is True is a band that I follow here in Montreal. They're one of my favorites. They also, their drummer Bob Cassini is assisting us with a lot of our music there. Anyway. Blue Rodeo, of course, one of our favorite bands here at the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they're very popular in Canada. I'm surprised they're not more popular in the United States, but they have some terrific songs, sort of a mix of the storytelling of country with a little bit of a bluesy, kind of a rock and roll kind of groove to it.
Some ballads as well.
Great ballads. That was one of them. Hasn't Hit Me Yet. They also have other songs like Lost Together, which I rewrote into a U-Haul song, sort of a tribute to Bob Cassini. And who else is going to be there? We got Gary from the Tragically Hips going to be there.
Actually, it's Gord.
Gordy, not Gary. Gary.
We've got the Sky Diggers as well.
I get the letter G. Well, that's where my mind is, right? G?
Yeah, the G spot, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Yes. Well, carry on, Ellie. You know more about this than I do.
The Sky Diggers is another popular Canadian band that will be there as well, and there's several others. The show starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and runs till about 11 or midnight tonight.
Yeah, and to show good old smarty pants here that I do know a little bit about this particular band, I was actually listening to the interview with Jim Cuddy announcing that their lead-off in Montreal every year for them is their way of kicking off the summer and their touring that they do. And now, I don't know if I misunderstood Jim Cuddy, but do they have a new album out?
Not as of yet, no.
They're working on it, at least.
Their latest was called Palace of Gold. That came out last year.
Well, that's the one that they're promoting, then.
That's right.
Yeah, but they are working on some new songwriting and so on, is what he was talking about. Of course, the other lead within Blue Rodeo, Greg Keelor, is not necessarily known for doing radio interviews, so...
That's right.
Anyway, so that's what we're doing this evening. We're experiencing the city of Montreal, which is a great place to visit during the summer. We invite everybody come up here. Of course, the American dollar goes so much further in Montreal, and we welcome our American friends all the time.
Vic Phillips will be in Montreal the end of July. Mark it on your calendar, July 25th to 28th, for all of you fans of Mr. Phillips who want to show up and get your 8.5x11 glossies and autographed copies of his best-selling novel, The Heroin Merchants. He'll be staying at the brand-new Sofitel Hotel on Sherbrooke Street, right in the downtown.
Tell me a bit more about this hotel, the Sofitel.
Well, it's part of Accor Group, which is the large French-owned chain. Which has a number of brands that people are familiar with, Novotel and Ibis, Red Roof Inns and everything else. It's on Sherbrooke Street in the heart of the downtown core, walking distance to everything. It's actually a remodeling of an office building from the early 70s, the Canadian Liquid Air Building, which was built on the site of the original Van Horn Mansion, part of the Golden Square Mile of Montreal. Sir William Van Horn, former president of the Canadian Pacific Railway, you see him in the pictures, banging in the last spike of the railroad in Craigellachie, B.C. And I remember growing up, that was a big uproar at the time when that mansion was torn down. Everyone was saying, save the mansion, save the mansion. And they built the office building, but of course the office market changed and Canadian Liquid Air merged and did things and moved on to other things. So the hotel was constructed from the shell of this building. They didn't tear down a building again. They put it to a new use, and it's a luxury upscale hotel, great views of the mountain, great views of the rest of the downtown core, and large spacious rooms, very elegant, and looking forward to getting more information from Vic when he's staying there.
So once again, Sherbrooke Street corner?
Stanley.
Corner Stanley. That is a really nice area of Montreal. Now, William Van Horn, that also illustrates the railroading history in Montreal. There's an awful lot of rail fans. Steve and I, of course, foam at the mouth at all things railroad and trains. That's why we're such great big fans of VRL, not to mention the fact that, Malcolm and Benoit are such great friends of ours, and so we enjoy helping them any which way we can.
Whenever we see a railway museum, like we're down in Hartford, went to the Trolley Museum.
Yeah,
that was
good.
It's just something in East Windsor, and we just have to visit these things. And you spend an hour or two, and you get, step back in time as well. Every place we go, we love to look back and say, hey, this is the way things were, and you transpose yourself. You put yourself in the place.
At the Trolley Museum in Hartford, well, it's East Windsor, isn't it?
East Windsor, yeah.
They have at that Trolley Museum something worthwhile seeing. Something that, for me, sits close to me because it's part of where I came from. They have a CN GE 1913 box cab. It's the locomotive, one of the ones that was originally used on the Two Mountains train line, because CNR, Canadian National or Canadian Northern at the time, they drilled a tunnel through Mount Royal. Now, Montreal's got a mountain in the middle of town, so they drilled from downtown through this mountain to the other side, and it was something they said couldn't be done, but it was done from 1914 through 1918. Pulled the mountain through. It's totally electrified, one of the first fully electrified rail lines, and that's why town of Mount Royal is built the way it is. It's centered around the train station. The two streets, Laird and Graham, they cross, they meet right at the train station, and of course some rather upscale homes. It was more for CN executives that were there, but then they fully pulled the rest of the train segment down through Saint Laurent, and then finally through what they had Roxborough train station closest to where I live, and then further out to the town of Two Mountains, which is on the, well, mainland, if you will, but northwest of the actual island. The interesting part, of course, when my father first came to Montreal in 1965, he would take that train to go to work downtown, and I used to take that train all the time. And that was one of the locomotives.
One of the locomotives just retired a few years ago when they did a whole multi-million dollar revamp with new Bombardier equipment on the line, millions of dollars spent on it. But that locomotive, rather than go to the scrap heap, is now down in East Windsor, Connecticut at the Connecticut Trolley Museum.
I also particularly enjoyed at that Trolley Museum the fact that some of these trolleys are still in working condition. They have a ride that you can actually take one of them back and forth and up and down. And one of the ones was also one of the streetcars of Montreal
that they used for cross-mountain sightseeing tours, the Golden Chariots. One of the last working models in the world. There were a number of these that went around the city during the 40s and 50s, and last retired in the late 50s. One of them now down in East Windsor, Connecticut. Another one in the Canadian Railway Museum in Saint-Constant, Quebec, southwest of Montreal, around a 50-minute ride from downtown.
So all in all, Montreal, if you're a rail fan, plus, oh, something you're going to enjoy. But 5 years ago, Stephen and I did a little excursion, you know, sort of took a day off of work, and we did a little bit of sightseeing in our own town of the very first railroad in Montreal, the second one in Canada, which was the Montreal-Lachine Railway. One of the things that made Montreal an important city in the first place was the Lachine Rapids. It was impassable. The St. Lawrence River coming from the Atlantic Ocean down through the province of Quebec leading towards the Great Lakes. It was impassable by ships because of the rapids in Lachine. So what they did originally, they started portaging things, which was just to carry them across the island, which was, you know, a bit rough going. Then they decided to build a canal, which is where the Lachine Canal comes from, and which is a really fantastic place to visit today.
They've really remodeled that as well, made it... years ago, up until a couple of years ago, it was like toxic waste dump. It was impassable. There was silt and garbage. And now they've got bike paths along it, and you can take a short boat tour through the canal. Parks Canada has interpretation centers. They've really opened up the waterway to the city.
What really made this Montreal explode as a city in the first place was the fact that they built a railway from Bonaventure Station, which you can still see where it is, downtown Montreal. It went along a particular line. Well, if you look at a map, it is a straight line towards Lachine, and that's where there was another port. So it was just past the rapids where they would load them onto Lakers, ships, and then these ships, these barges, would then carry the goods throughout the rest of the Great Lakes or back and forth. That's what made it such a great hub for the fur trade and so on. It's what made Montreal industrially pick up quite a bit, and that was the Montreal-Lachine Railway. Now, they've since pulled up the tracks for the most part of the stretch, and the rail yard at Bonaventure is gone. The original train station was rebuilt in the 50s, or 40s, in fact, and as a transit terminal, and now it's just office buildings for CN.
Most of those buildings are up for sale, part of the old rail lines there. They were going to build the new baseball park in Montreal, but that will not be coming to pass. Talking about Portland, Oregon. They're talking about Northern Virginia. One group we hope doesn't get it. Washington D.C. and Fred Malik and his crew. So hopefully they don't get it.
Well, the thing that I just found recently, Stephen, which you don't know, because one of the things that was a mystery to you and I was exactly the last mile of track, exactly where did that go and where did that meet the wharf? I found, and I just happened to be looking at it, this map sticking up on my wall, which is a very old map of Montreal. It actually shows where the track actually went. So we're going to have a look at that. Anyway, stay tuned. Following the break, we got more interesting summertime information for you right here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, right here on the CAB Radio Network. Stay listening.
Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
UN.
Over 350,000 Americans, citizens ready for the call. Heroes, you are the Army National Guard.
Make a difference.
You're trained as a soldier for America. Everything you do touches lives because you are part of an elite team.
Serve part-time.
Most Guard members serve one weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. You can go to college full-time or have a full-time job. You've got things to do, people to see, places to go. This is the best part-time experience a person could ever want.
Get the benefit.
It's a regular paycheck. It's the place where job skills are learned. It's the perfect way to pay for college. But most important, the Army National Guard is where
you become your best.
A leader, a team player, a success. Join us. We're on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD. In the Army National Guard,
you can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Oh, how I love pizza. Let me count the ways. Cheesy mozzarella, thick sauce, pepperoni, sausage and mushrooms too. Don't forget onions and olives, plus green and red bell peppers sprinkled with fresh garlic. Now that makes a pizza. Okay, that's my kind of pizza. Yours may be ham and pineapple, or maybe you like eggplant on your pizza. My point is that searching for a great pizza can turn into a lifelong quest. Well, search no further than Rinaldo's at 378 North Main Street in Southington. Handmade dough, the finest ingredients and best customer service all make a great formula for the best pizza around. Ask for Chris and tell him you heard this ad, and he'll give you the radio discount. Having a party or maybe just a get-together that you don't want to cook for? Rinaldo's caters all kinds of events like weddings, stag parties, graduation, and birthday parties. We're talking chicken marsala, eggplant, or chicken parmesan, just to name a few of the items on the menu. Big or small, let Rinaldo's cater your special event. Call Rinaldo's at 860-621-6005 or stop by at 378 North Main Street in Southington.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Well, give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers. Turn on a light. That was my idea. But I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Serenity now, folks. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford and special guest Ella Sobel in the studio. Of course, Stephen is making Ella crack up for no apparent reason.
What else is new?
Making faces and talking to my imagined friends. And
summertime in Montreal invites, of course, all the different things that Montreal has to offer, including its surrounding regions. And one of the things that we enjoy is the Lanaudière region, just northeast of Montreal.
We're on 2 hours, and we're going up to Auberge Lac Toro. Again, this year, the August 9th weekend, August 7th to 10th, doing the show live from there on August 9th. And even one of our fans of the show said, oh, please, can I come
Henry
up to...
Henry Ducharme, yeah.
Yes, even though his uncle owns another well-known Montreal area hotel, he says, I'm going to want to go and see you guys and do your show because we did our show last year.
Well, I wonder if he's actually going to stay there or if he's going to do
pull
exactly...
Oh, Pull a Farley?
Pull a Farley, yeah. Which is... I'll explain. First of all, what Henry did, and then I'll explain why we call it pulling a Farley. Henry came... This is 2 hours north of Montreal. This guy got up at 4 a.m. The broadcast that we did was on CJMS in Montreal. And
started
we were
at 7:30.
Started at 7:30. Henry, instead of driving up the night before, no, he gets up at 3 in the morning with his buddy, and they drive up. They arrive somewhere around 6:30, right on time for the... No, they actually arrived on time, but they walked into the show about 10 minutes into the broadcast. We finished it up. Had breakfast. No, he didn't join us for breakfast, did he? Did he?
No, yes, he did, yes. But we had to really pull his arm, and then we told him the food was free, then he chowed down. He thought he had to pay.
No, the
moths might fly out of his wallet, or the queen might blink, yes.
Well, I don't know exactly the circumstance for that, but I do know that he got right back in his car. It wasn't even noon yet, and he drove all the way home. Yeah.
He said, Henri, you know... Stay a beautiful beach. The water is so clear and warm and sandy. And just sit there on the sandy bottom of Lac Toro and water up to your neck and take in the sounds and the sights, or take a little boat tour that they offer on the lake.
That's what I like about Lake Toro.
You could have had a nap and a hammock. They had lawn chairs out.
Never get into a hammock near Willem. I experienced that last weekend.
Yeah, but that's because you're a woman. He would have done it to his good friend, Henri.
No. Actually, Henry Ducharme, yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe. We'd have given a good laugh. The look on his face. I can picture Henry's look.
I pick and choose who I
actually,
pester.
We should probably say I just finished a wonderful spa treatment. I was in a hammock relaxing. Perfectly at peace in the wonderful countryside, and the next thing you know,
understand.
I shrieked and I was on the ground because dear old Willem came and saw me and said, "She can't look that relaxed. We can't have this." And he flipped over the hammock.
That's right. Actually, I did it in two stages because I flipped it up halfway and you're still kind of hanging off going, please don't do that again. And then I said, oh, okay.
The staff of the Emerson Inn was watching with great joy. They were sitting out on the back stoop taking in the fresh country Catskills air, eating their dinner before
the free show for all.
They looked and said, hey, we always wanted to do that, see all those guests out there. We're thinking, just tip them over, but here comes somebody.
Well, it was neat because the spa treatments that they have there are kind of fun and interesting. And so we particularly enjoyed our visit while we were there. Now, I don't know what the hell that is.
Oh, it's the Spurs.
It must be the Spurs. Ooh-ah,
yeah. Ooh-ah, Habs on the warpath. I never hear that again.
Yeah. Anyway, so while we were there at this particular spa treatment, they had the different tables. We had the hydrotherapy tub. I got to explain what this hydrotherapy is. And last week on the show, we were talking to the lady from the spa, and she told us, about the underground wand and all this great thing. And then what the hydrotherapy tub actually is, it looks like a race car driver's seat, and you're in this little wash tub, and there's these water jets every 4 inches or so, and you figure, you're going to get shower massage up and down your back and everything. I'm going to try that out, right? Well, the masseuse stays dressed, which is, of course, problem number one, and she's got these... She wears this outfit. She looks like one of these interrogators from Dr. No, and you're James Bond. Well, anyway, so here you are. You're sitting in the tank, fills this thing up, and then starts the jets going. And, of course, like any other jacuzzi, of course, they didn't bother telling you that the cold water was still in the jets when you just got in there. So you get you know,
I was warned. They didn't tell you because they wanted to see the look on your face.
Well, yeah, but there's one thing. I withheld a little bit of information from you, didn't I? But no. Well, when
how the water level went up a few inches after.
They changed the water between.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what they do. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Otherwise, I would have definitely added to the water level knowing that you would have gone into the pool behind me.
Well, no, that would be more like if we'd had an actual shiatsu or Swedish-style massage that used Johnson's baby oil, we could have had.
Yes, so taking the battery out of the camera or something.
They do have security cameras in the swimming pool area to prevent certain people from playing jokes, yes.
Well, playing what kind of jokes? Me? Jokes? No.
No, jokes never cross through your mind.
Anyway, so while you're in this thing and they start...
Unless they're practical.
Yeah. While you're starting, they start at the top and the water blah, 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 all around you and then, you know, it's over.
Do
the
that
light.
Sound effect again.
I was just thinking blah, that. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, like that.
Keep on for the next 10 minutes.
I could if you wanted that, yeah.
Oh, yes. Sean McMullen.
Sean McMullen would be very proud of us, yeah. So then the woman comes up and she pours in a little shot glass of this liquid and she says essential oils and then she has a little... measuring cup, about a cup, and she says these are Epsom salts she's putting in.
Those are the essential vitamins, yes.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. You know, because Stephen described getting out of this pool later on, and he said he was all groggy, and so this kind of confirms my suspicion, because I have a feeling that that was a muscle relaxant in the shot glass, and that they were just really seasonings that they're putting in there. I was expecting, and then she goes out, lets you simmer in this thing for a little while, and she's coming back with carrots and onions and starts explaining to me the food shortage in the Catskills, you know? And I'm going, well, now I figured out what the spa is really all about. But, you know, in all honesty, then they have this power wand that they talk about is more like one of these hoses that you see at a, you know, in a restaurant for washing dishes. She starts spraying me with the damn thing.
From Hobart Food Equipment.
She starts spraying me with this water cannon. And you know, is it too strong on your legs? I said, well, not if you want to take paint off a concrete building. It isn't. I figured, you know, Atwill Moran could use one of these water cannons.
Anyway. Building restorers. Get the grime off a century's worth of...
Well, anyway, it was an interesting little experience. I finally got out of this thing, and I wasn't too groggy getting out. So,
and you're still with us.
Well, the muscle relaxing didn't work fully, you see. Otherwise, they would have turned up the heat, and then they would have had a great feast for dinner that night.
Soup
I know this.
A la Willem.
Yeah.
With lots of cheese on it.
Well, we thought they were doing this also in Iceland as well, but that's just our conspiracy theory.
Well, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's why they love you in talk radio, Willem, because you are a conspiracy theorist.
Well, speaking of conspiracy theories, isn't it a little bit funny that the second demerger politician in a year has just mysteriously died following the election?
Yes, in Montreal, yes.
It ain't just me thinking this. Roy Kemp was one of the greatest mayors of Montreal has ever seen. And, you know, the other thing is he was also one of the leading activists against the mergers.
20-year career as mayor of Beaconsfield on the suburb on the West Island of Montreal, then borough chairman in the merged city of the borough of Beaconsfield and Baie d'Urfé, passed away this past week. Salmonella poisoning from a trip in Cuba.
I don't buy it. But that's just me.
Yes.
I'm Mr. Conspiracy Theory.
But he was a good man. He always returned my phone calls. He'll be missed.
Oh, he was great. Roy Kemp, always, always, man of the people. And he actually listened to the people, believe it or not.
Not too many politicians do that. Hands-on, and he'd get back to you, and he'd tell you what he was going to do about it, and he'd give you an update, and hey, we need more people like him in public office.
Follow through on what he said he'd do.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, that's absolutely unheard of in politics. Probably why they got rid of him. They can't have that.
No, you think the rest of us look bad, you know.
Yeah.
No.
So who was the other guy who passed away like the year earlier?
Well, just after, around 6 months ago, Florence Grasby, who was also a city councillor in the borough of Beaconsfield, passed away. And two out of the three politicians.
Don't you live in Beaconsfield too?
Yes, so I guess so.
It's not you, Willem.
No, it's not me.
Not me. You know, I live there, and of course, maybe I'm a marked man, right?
Oh, you never
You've
know.
You've been hanging around with Willem for so long, maybe it's rubbing off on you, Stephen.
Oh, yes. Maybe they'll think I'm him and he's me.
No, I don't think so.
No.
No, don't that way. I'd rather think of you on the Vichy table, getting rubbed with the 11 herbs and spices.
The Vichy table was great. Mm. I had the Vichy shower experience, and it was absolutely wonderful.
You actually got to see the masseuse in one of those tight, wet bathing suits,
The price of admission just on its own.
Oh, good Lord. Well, it's another show of Travel World next week. What are our topics, Steve?
Well, hopefully some people will return our calls. Ontario Tourism Minister and... Howard Dean announcing his official candidacy for the presidency this Monday, the 23rd of June. And he will be making his announcement and address to the nation on his website, howarddean.tv.
And, of course, a great big hello and a happy summer to Charlie Prophet and Amy and all the folks at WXCT.
Celebrating the 99 days of summer on WXCT The X.
Absolutely. So have a terrific summer, everybody, there. And this is Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Happy traveling, everyone.
Exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Repair or improvement questions?
We've got the answers.
I'm Morris, and together...